Let's call the Blue Works meeting to order. Eric, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Two minutes of your.
Motion, Ron, second, Potter.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, Vince, landfill.
Okay, the first one's the authorization of the roadside cleanup weeks. This is, we've been doing it, we allow the cities, villages, and towns to bring in 20 tons of garbage, 10 tons of tires over a 2-week period. The intent is for roadside cleanup. You know, if they want to do something around their shops, we don't object to that, but it's not for houses to put, homeowners to put their garbage on the curbside. We have about 11 towns that participated, 35 tons of garbage and 35 tons of tires and 10 tons of garbage. It's been a pretty good program.
Is there designated weeks for each town, or we allow it that way? But
we allow 2 weeks, and we just ask them to call John Emo at the landfill and schedule which 2 weeks they want.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'll move it.
To a second.
Second.
Okay, a motion is second. Any discussion? If none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. In the landfill last year, we had a four-wheel drive vehicle scheduled, but because of the COVID and the supply chain disruption, we weren't able to get it. So this year, we had on the list a $200,000 water truck, and John Emo found one for $4,000 on the federal surplus. So we'd like to add a four-wheel drive pickup for the major equipment for $32,000. It'll replace a Dodge Durango, 125,000 miles, 2013.
Motion.
Mullen. Second.
Okay. So motion and second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, we're on to highways.
Okay, the I wanted to add some things to the major equipment list. Mr. Malter had requested a study on equipment rental versus purchase, and I still owe that to you, but I would like to get some things on the list. We had $727,500 in our budget this year for major equipment. We bought a grader and a loader for $500. So we've got about, right now we have about $206,000 left in the account. Jerry Miller's here from the equipment shop, and we've been talking about what we need and what we can do best with the remaining money. So we would like to add some things to the list, and we would come to you for your approval before we actually go to bid or buy them, but we would like to get them on the list. The blacktop roller and trailer for $45,000. We usually, we borrow that from another town, and this would be a big help to us. It'll be a small roller that can fit right in the pipe ditch and go lengthwise with the pipe and compact a lot better. The pothole machine, John mentioned that. Jerry's been talking to the people who we're renting the pothole machine from. This year, I think we'll spend $45,000. The price of that machine after that rental will be down about $25,000. So we'd like to get that on the list to go after that. Two flail mower attachments. We have a subcontractor mow three qu- quarters of the county. Our mower with our man mows one quarter of the county. This mowing contract runs out this year. He's been excellent. I'm concerned about next year if we'd get him again. So to prepare for that, I'd like to rig a second mower with floor mower attachments, and maybe we do all the mowing ourselves. And if we don't, it's still there as a backup for ours and to do mowing when it's needed in special cases. Then the brush chipper, $40,000. We have, I think, five or six brush chippers. All of them except one is older than 20 years. So I'd like to add a brush chipper to the list.
The flail mowers, you said flail mower attachment. What would they be, what machine would they be attached to?
We have, and Jerry, what machine would you put it on?
We've got 100 horse board out there, four-wheel drive. It's got very little hours on it.
What's that tractor being used for now?
It is. My intent was to put a mower on it last year.
So it's basically...
Go ahead. I attached a set of flail mowers to a case, and that they both these tractors come from mine. My intent was to do it to that Ford tool, but I just didn't get to it yet.
Okay.
My question is, the attachment's $25,000. Are we talking a boom mower? We're just talking more on the back of the tractor.
It's a 3-point. One of them's a 3-point mower, 8-foot, and the other is a 7-foot mower that tips down there. It's both mowers.
So these will not work where there's guardrails.
No.
We'll use.
We have a boat mower for that.
Yeah. Bob, it'll be such that it'll be rigged up just like that contractor that's doing it.
Okay.
We have Jerry rigged up one like that. Now we want to rig up the second.
Okay. John?
The pothole machine. If we buy this, what do you think the useful life is going to be?
What's the year of that one, Jerry?
2011.
So we should get another.
It's only got 29,000 miles on. Working on one that's ever rented.
It's a hell of a deal.
That'd be a great deal.
Is there a lot of maintenance to that machine or not really?
Well, there's some, but you'd never spend $39,000 a year maintenance.
Okay.
And that's what we're paying now.
Okay. So is there a motion to add these to the major equipment list?
Motion. Second.
All right. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next is bids. Okay. The first three are the big ones on our road program. Cold in place recycling is where the existing road is solid, just cracked up to a degree that a chip seal won't work. And then the asphalt concrete specific in place with just the blacktop overlays, and liquid bituminous is the chip seal oil. Now the cold mix in place recycling. Last year it was about 102,000 a mile. This year it's down to about 92,000 a mile. This bid looks good, and I'd recommend awarding it to Supcoat for that total price of $678,000 plus. Do you want to go through all of them, Bob?
What's the committee want to do? Long list, do you want to do?
Yeah, I'd say go through all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'd recommend awarding to Supcoat on the cold mix in place. And then the blacktop jobs. Now this one, the average price per ton went up from about 67 to 70. Not as much as I thought it would, so this price looks good. So I'd recommend a dolomite for $3,811,865.
How much did that go up over previous?
From last year, it was 67 a ton. This year, about 70 a ton.
But do they still have fuel?
They have the escalation.
Escalation, that was the term, yeah.
And this is an important point in these first three bids. Recycling, blacktop, and liquids bituminous. If we went out and paved today all these jobs, the total price would be about $211,000 more than what's shown in these bids. It's gone up quickly in a short time. Naturally, it's hard to forecast. There is some sense that now the inflation will level off, but with all this construction coming, I'm not counting on it. I'm figuring leaving a contingency in there of at least another $200,000 for the end of the year. Okay, so dolomite, I recommend for that bid.
A quick question, Vince. As I was looking at your plans for this year and next year, it looks like you're planning on doing some of the projects this year that were scheduled for next year.
Yes, we had about $3.5 million in the budget for projects, what we call our main projects this year, construction and paving, about $3.5 million. But we had every indication that we were going to get more money from the Fed, from the New York State, and then on top of it, the federal money, it looks like it's coming. So what we did was we added four projects to the bids that were scheduled for 2022, mm-hmm. in case we got the money. Now, right now, we have the $3.5 million in the budget. We have gotten notification from the state of another million. Now we're waiting for the rest of it, which we think will come. But those four projects, I mean, Dan Levenick's here, he's in the far back, he's supervising the field work. I made it very clear to him and to Zach Conklin, who's on the blacktop jobs, you hold on a certain number of these projects until we're certain we have the money and you've approved it.
Okay.
The next one, the liquid bituminous. The first page, FOB plant site. This is for the pot. This would be for the pothole machine. Multiple award based on price and availability. This has gone down from about $1.91 to about $1.75. The next page, liquid bituminous materials. There's two major items on there. The top one, RS2, is for our chip seal. That price has gone down from $1.87 to about $1.39. And if you go way down to SS1, that's where we inject oil into the gravel to solidify it, strengthen it. That's gone from about $1.62 to about $1.42. So I'd
recommend, yeah, on that SS1, what's the life expectancy of that when we, instead of putting fabric down and gravel, we put this with gravel?
When you put in our cookie cutter design is to have between the old pavement ground up and the gravel 9 inches underneath the blacktop. It's 15 to 20 years.
That's the life expectancy.
Yeah, when you put the blacktop on top of it. So sometime by 20 years, you're going to have to do something with the blacktop on the surface. At some point, theoretically, you may have to re-inject the 9 inches of gravel. But that wouldn't be in the 20 years. That would be sometime after that, 30, 40 years.
Okay.
Okay.
This project, that SS1 ground in there, is you're looking life expectancy of 40 years in?
Roughly. Yeah, I'm going to say, take. Yeah, 30 or 40 years, and that's a very rough estimate. The point is to say, once you inject it, it's not going to be there forever. At some point, the traffic reaches down and beats that up, too. And at some point, you have to refurbish that.
Yeah. Okay. Just was curious, that's all.
Yeah. And then, so that page's line item. Then you go to the next one, a motion for cold mix. That's a line item bid. We don't use cold mix. Cold mix is something that is accepted in the industry. Since I've been here, I have not had good results with it. So I don't use it. I want to use blacktop, but the towns can use this. The next one is liquid bituminous AEPM. When you're doing a road construction and you've ground it up, it's dusty, you put this stuff down, $1.55 a gallon, that translates into about $4,500 a mile. But it's important. When we've got a lot of dust in some of these residential areas, you have to do it. You have to put this stuff down. The last page, rental equipment. This, the towns basically use, although I will use that nuclear density gauge, possibly. I like to do one job a year so everyone knows how much compaction they're getting. That's a multiple of one. Okay, the next one is crushed limestone. This is the stone that goes on the liquid asphalt when we in the chip seal process. This went, let's see, it's about the same as last year. And I recommend a Seneca stone for $270,190. Asphalt concrete FOB plant. This is the cost of the blacktop at the plant when we pick it up with our trucks. That's gone down from 65 a ton to 60 for the main item we use. This item is important because when we let out a bid for a town or a village to pave their roads, what they'll do is they'll get that price of however many dollars per ton to have the contractor do it, and then they'll look at this and they'll say, well, if I have the county do it, all I have to do is pay $63 a ton for the blacktop. So let's get the county to do it, and we'll save all that money. Yeah, they save the money. We have to send the equipment, the people, the time. So what we're doing is when they want us to pay for them, we say let's at least let out a bid. Let's compare them. We are short of people. I'm not saying we're going to zero out the towns, but we do not, you know, I'm making choices on what we can and can't do this year. Asphalt milling.
Can I interrupt for just a second on this?
I did hear from quite a few municipalities that I deal with that just the responsiveness on shared services and whatnot was pretty poor last year. So that's something that you can work on.
Yeah, I think when Aaron talks about responsiveness, I expect, and Dan's going to handle this, when they call us, I expect a call back to them within 24 hours. You say yes, you say no, or you say get back to them, but you call them back. Okay. Now, it may be a no, but you got to call them back and respond to them, and I'm sure Dan will do that. The next one's asphalt milling. This is where you grind up the blacktop. Like in Gibson, in County Route 45, right there in the village, we're going to pave that. It's a residential area. We don't want to just put blacktop on top of blacktop. We're going to grind out about 3 or 4 inches to keep the original elevation, and then put the blacktop. In Woodhull, 129 through the village, same thing. We're going to grind it out, load it out, stockpile. It's good stuff to use for shoulders. This is the machine that we use. Let's see, it's... looks like about the same as last year. So this is multiple award based on availability and price.
Quick question, Vince. We have a milling machine, right?
We do, but it's not like this. The milling machine that we have, well, it's a zipper. It's only about 4 feet wide. You do it on pipes, and it just grinds it up and leaves it there. The grinder, which is a form of a milling machine, grinds up the old pavement, but it leaves it there.
Mm-hmm.
This grinds it finer, and you can go to a more specific depth, like 3 inches. It's not rough like the others. And it goes up a conveyor belt into our trucks, carry it away. That's what's different about this.
Gotcha.
Concrete blocks, no bids. We'll just, when we need them, if we need them, we'll call up and get quotes and run it through Andy. Cleaning and washing bridges. This one I was concerned about. These bids have been all over the lot, but we got a good bid here. Now, it went down from about 1,700 a bridge to 1,600 a bridge. And it's well below our budget. We'll have one of our engineering crews stay right with them for the entire season to make certain that it's done right. The reason for it is you want to wash off all the salt. You don't want it eat away at the steel or the concrete.
What are they sealing, the concrete?
On some of the concrete decks, they'll put a seal coat on it. But this is primarily a bridge.
Well, it says cleaning, washing, and sealing. That's why I asked.
Yeah, the first part, bridge cleaning and washing, that's the washing, $218,810. Then the bridge sealing, the second one, $6,929. That's probably one or two bridges that will seal the concrete surface, the deck. So I'd recommend a Hunting Valley Construction. They're from Cheektowaga. Geotextile. This price went up on the main one we buy about 10 cents, 20%. We won't buy much of this year. We're not doing any new bridges. But the waterproofing membrane, the last one we'll use because we are doing box culverts. I recommend awarding to Shimon. Crane rental. Okay, the first one is for general bridge services. This is when you pick the concrete, pre-stressed concrete beams that are supplied by a manufacturer. They deliver them. We pick them off and set them on the bridge. We won't have any of those this year, but we want this bid just in case. The low bidders, the cranes that we primarily use, are about the same as last year. So I'd recommend multiple award based on low price and availability.
So why are we not doing these bridges this year? Because of manpower?
Yeah, we lost one entire bridge crew. We normally have two bridge crews, and a bridge engineer. Now we have one bridge crew and no bridge engineer. So I said, this is a good year. I'm not even saying it's a good year. We can't do bridges this year.
So do we have a five-year bridge project?
Yes, Steve Catherman has. It's a 5 or 10 year schedule. And I'll be working with Jack and Nate on the bridge crew for the second bridge crew. And we're still working on getting a bridge engineer to get on track next year.
So with holding off a year, is that going to put us behind schedule sitting down there?
Well, no. It'll be a detriment. I'm not going to say it's going to put us behind schedule. Our deficient bridges have gone from, I think, about 42% since I've been here to 14%. We're one of the best in the state. But we have to do five or six a year to keep it from the percentage from going up. And we are doing one with a contractor down on 115. It's not devastating. We're in good shape. We're all right. You know, we'll use this year to do the box culverts. We have to do a lot of work on the bridges on 78. They're 100-year-old bridges. They're very high. Concrete's deteriorating. The Wood Road Bridge down in Campbell, we've got to put a new deck on it. That's 120 or 30 years paint it. We've got things for them to do, plenty to do. I'd rather not skip a year in bridges, but we don't have any choice this year. And then the next one is for box culverts, multiple award. And the ones that we'll use there have gone down a little since last year, so I'd recommend alerting to all choosing based on low price and availability. RFP collection, disposal, household hazardous waste. MXI is good. They're low. The price is about the same as last year. We're going to do the household hazardous waste days. We're going to have one in Irwin, May 15th, one in Hornell, August 21st. We'll do Irwin every year. We switch between Bath and Hornell alternating years. And the same days that we have these household hazardous, we'll have the shredding events.
Could you go over those locations and dates once more, please, Vince?
Yeah, the household hazardous waste at Irwin, May 15. Hornell, August 21st.
Yep.
The shredding events will be this same day at those places. The tire dollar days, we're going to do those at Bath and Wayland. Last year we did it at Bath and Hornell. I don't have a date here yet, but I'll get it for you when we get it. So I recommend awarding to MXI for $24,050.
So the shredding is going to be done at all sites? Are we just doing shredding at Irwin?
Let me see. It's just going to be at two sites, Irwin and Bath. We're alternating the other one.
We stay as far east as possible. Southeast specifically.
I'll see what I can do about a third one, John. Thanks. Okay.
I think it was pretty successful. You have to carry everything for
now. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, the next one is uh,
recycling the paper, this is an interesting one. We have a outfit in Arcade that we're using that's giving us a good price. And we talked to him about this. He said he was going to bid it, but he didn't bid it. In this recycling business, people don't like bidding long-term. They want to do day-to-day, and that's the way some counties do. They'll call up on a Monday, what do you got this week? What's your price this week? And they kind of shop. That's basically what we'll do here now. And I think we can still keep going to this pretty good deal, good price. We deliver to them. We have $50 a ton, 800 tons a year. So we want to, which Bills will keep shopping it, keep on top of the market. It's a good way to do it. Removal, disposal, deer. Same as last year. $30 a deer. I can't do it for that price. Two people with a pick, I'm going picking up a deer and bringing it to the landfill. So I recommend awarding it. It's an extension.
What's at the bottom where it has $90?
That's
for paying 30 a deer. I mean, not
it's,
90.
It's 30 per carcass.
All 3 years, I think.
They're just adding 3 years for some reason.
Okay. Oh,
it's 30 a carcass.
I'll tell you, some of the deer I see, they pick up, they earn their $30.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pick up a dead possum for $30 after it's laid there a while.
See, that's the truth.
Okay, now this next one actually is one of the ones from where I asked you to add it to the major equipment list, and I'll have to get that added at finance too. But, you know, depending on finance letting us do it, I would like to, this is a Sourcewell contract, get a little roller. It has two vibratory rollers, $34,153.1 from Monroe Tractor, and then the trailer, $10,098 from Townmaster Trailers.
I had a question on the trailer, Vince. I'm assuming, well, I shouldn't assume. Is the deck steel on that or wood, or what is the deck?
It's wood, isn't it?
Wood.
Well,
wood.
Wood, yeah.
Even so, with a steel drum roller, and that's a tilt back, tilt trailer, unless. Are you going to put rubber or something out of there for traction? Because
that's actually the purpose for buying this truck. Old deck, the fenders are up high.
Yes.
The trailer is only running off the road like a foot. When it tilts back, it's tilted right upon. And then another purpose for buying that heavier trailer was to move the caskets to the zipper head. That would actually fit on there as well.
Could I ask a question, Bob?
Sure.
I just wondered, the number one and number two plastics, we started separating them. So has there been a financial benefit to doing that?
I don't know. I don't know how we are doing on that. I'll find out.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Any more questions on any of the bids? If not, is there a motion to accept the bids as we went through and awarded by line item?
So moved.
And Jeff seconds. Okay. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's carried. Long-term plan for new buildings.
I took,
we talked about it, and with millions of dollars being discussed, I asked Vince to take me on a tour, and I also invited the chairman of the legislature, and we went and saw the projects.
That was a good trip. By the end of the trip, Bob had to stand between me and Scott, keep us about 6 or 7 feet apart. But it was enlightening.
Actually, 4 would have worked, because that's my reach.
I needed 6 because I
was interesting.
I needed 6 because I had a sledgehammer.
Oh boy.
We pulled up to the Dolliver property, which is one of the sites we were considering for the transfer station. There's an old building, cinder block building. It's a wreck, and I definitely wanted to tear that down, but when Scott wanted to use it for a new highway shop, the trip went downhill from that. I've given you the summary of these. I do want to clarify a few things in Scott's letter to all you. It somewhat suffers in translation from what we did. I want to make clear that the Mount Washington and Prosper shop, especially Mount Wash, I believe it should be replaced. But it was obvious that Bob and Scott would not agree. I wouldn't get the funding, so I wasn't going to make that fight. But they are crawling in the water, and all filthy. And I thought I could justify upgrading them because we need cold storage. So if we put this money, like, what did I say here? 220 into Mount Wash and 310 into Prattsburg, long term that won't be money wasted. The Cohocton shop, it wasn't LaBella that quoted 40,000, it was CPL, and it was much more than that. You'll see on the photo the three bays and then a little, the old shop office right beside it. After the meeting, traveling with Scott and Bob, I asked CPL for the quote on that. It's a lot higher than 40,000. So then it made sense to go with their idea to just use the office trailer that we bought, Jerry bought for them. I asked the crew if it would be okay, and they said that would be fine. The Whaling transfer station, Scott says, simply transfer the flagging material. It's not that simple.
That's what John Emo told us.
Yeah, and John Emo told me that, yes, you take that material and you move it to the landfill. However, what's not said in this presentation is that when we went to build those scales, they were designed for 4 foot deep to get to footers. They stopped us. They wouldn't let us do it because they knew there's garbage up there. They made us put a shallow floating footer 2 foot deep. Anything we do up there will not be simple. That's a spot.
He told us at the last committee meeting that if you dug down a foot, you hit garbage, and so that's why we couldn't do anything there. And John Emo said, all you're hitting is flag material. And they just take it and they transfer it to another landfill and bury it. So he said digging there is not an issue.
Well, it is an issue because when we dug, they said, you can't go 4 foot deep. Stop.
Who's the they?
The State Department of Environmental Conservation. They made us change the design from Barton LaJudas to a shallow footer.
And so that's what we do with the second scale.
And that's what we can do with the second. You know, I gave you 4 options. And the issue is, you can see that, and John, you've seen it, the traffic's out to the main road. You could build new for 1.5. That's not going anyplace. Scott's recommendation, I think, is add a second scale and a second pit. We could do that for 250.
John says that that did have two bays open to the pit before.
At one time, and that was open. There was the both bays were open, I think.
Well, you can put in the second bay. There's a second bay, but there isn't a second pit. You'd have to saw cut out the concrete and put walls in so they could use the second bay. And you can use the second bay for a pit. And it is a legitimate option to put the second scale house in the second pit. But both of those together would be about $250,000 to retrofit.
But when they first built that, both bays were open to my recollection. And then they sat out there and put that office in the one side.
I don't know. I don't know. What's happened now that's contributed to the traffic jam is in the COVID. I told them to close the door on the second bay, John, because you're getting all those people going in there together, close, no masks. I made them close the second door.
I mean, the truck's already parked underneath it. That's just basically, you just have to open it up.
Yeah.
How would you work the Packer for that if we opened up the second bay and had a drop area there? What would you do? Have people fill up and then drive that machine in and then pack it? Or is there enough room between the two bays?
Well, there is enough room because of the size of the trailer. That's what it was set up to be originally.
Yeah, but their Packer is an excavator.
An excavator.
So you have to basically get it out of the way, I would say.
Well, yes, but there's room up there, sitting out there. They've always got other vehicles parked on the side anyways, and there's enough room to get into both bays. So,
Bob, what do you mean the Packer? Are you talking about the excavator?
Mini excavator.
That excavator that's sitting there on top, it's just moving the garbage around. What packs it is at the end of the transfer trailer is down underneath.
Yeah, we looked at it.
There's at the end of that trailer is a packer that keeps pushing the garbage in.
Okay.
That's what does the packing. The excavator on the top, the little one, that's just moving the garbage around to get it distributed. Oh. And that we would move in and out.
Okay.
And most likely you'd use one bay for bags and packer trucks. The second bay, one bay for the bags in residential, the second bay for the packer trucks. There is a third, I did say there is a third option, which until I think a year or so ago, we only let them bring in bags and pickup truck loads. That really clears the traffic jam, but we lose $20,000 a year to the bottom line if we did that. So I recommend don't do anything, but putting in a second pit and a second scale, I wouldn't object to that. Now I do want to point out that I don't think we need castles to park our equipment.
We're also not parking them in S holes either.
And I didn't say SH asterisk THOLE. I said shithole. And the reason I said shithole is when I talked to Andy Hutchis, I says, what do you do in the winter when the truck is in there and the water's going down? It melts. You can't get underneath because the floor is broke up. You can't use a creeper. He said, we use plywood. I get under there. I do the maintenance. I come out and I'm filthy. That's why I use the term shithole.
Which is also why we don't have HEPA filters in these highway garages. They're garages. You work on equipment, you get dirty every day you go to work.
Yeah. Working in construction, I've worked in construction. I've gotten dirty, but I've never, no one's ever given me and as bad as it's been, I've never worked in a place where you crawl in water and filth to grease a truck. I don't think it's right. But we can remedy that with a new floor. The contractor that did Caton told me he can in and out excavate and replace $12 a square foot. Surprised me, the price. So it's a reasonable fix. And I don't think it's throwing money away upgrading these
You would put a drain in with a catch basin.
That's part of it.
I said I want, you know, I want them to drain to the trench, mm-hmm. and then it's got to drain out into a holding tank. Mm-hmm. And he said he can do that. 5-year project. It's all right with me. 5 years. Cohocton's ready to bid in 3 weeks. Whenever I get the approval, I talk to Jack about it. Jack's got a bigger plan, and we'll talk about the bidding date of that later before we come to you on that.
I just haven't seen. I just wanted to take talk to you before.
We're not ready to. I talked to Jack about it. We're not ready to come to you to say let's go to bid yet. But
why not? Close. I mean, this thing burned 2 years ago. Why aren't we ready? This fire occurred 2 years ago.
Well, I am ready. I can go to bid, but I guess there's a lot more on the table in the county, and
we got insurance proceeds for this, right?
Yeah, no. All I said is I just wanted to have a conversation. I got the request on Friday if we could add it today. I said if we do it next month, just because I want to take.
Okay. That one's funded, and I mean Jack and I talked. We can wait a month. I've told CPL that we've funded it for $354,000. They told me about $400,000 to build. By the way, these prices, I bumped them up about 20% from what I actually calculated. Because with all this work coming, if we wait too long, I suspect these prices are going to go up significantly. I don't see how they can't.
2x4s are $10 a piece now.
No. Yeah, everyone's talking about steel and lumber.
Yeah.
Apparently they're skyrocketing. Yeah. And the Curtis shop, I did talk to Bob and not the Curtis shop, the Caton shop. I talked to Bob and Scott. I got a quote for $38,000 to design that office. And I talked to Bobby, the shop supervisor. I said, what would you do if you owned this thing? He said, I'd get a piece of paper out and I'd draw a sketch and I'd go down to the building company and I'd buy the stuff and I'd build it. I said, well, we got $62,000. Can you do it? He said, yeah. Now, the key is, though, and that's what you have to be careful of, is we do have to have a plan. Because I talked to Marv Rathmell and Eric Rose. When you get to a certain level of materials and cost, you have to have a PE stamp. And that's where these consulting engineers get you. But a building like this, Bobby and our CAD people in the office will design a building, an office. Eric told me he'd look over the thing. When he's satisfied, he'll go to Marv Rathmell. If they're okay, then prior to that, I can get an engineer to stamp it. So I've actually told Bobby Horton, start putting together your design. We'll get this thing built. So that's pretty much
that was my error. We were standing at the Cohocton shop when you told us the $38,000 number for an office. I thought it was for the Cohocton office, not the Gate one.
The Cohocton office was a lot more. It surprised me. Any questions on this?
Vince, the Cohocton bid that you're going to go out, you're going to go the wider doors, right, for the trucks?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Do you want to ask the committee? We want to kind of put this in 5-year plan sequence as long as there's funding. What do you recommend, Jack?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, come, obviously Cohocton is going to get teed up earlier,
right.
But for the others, if you want to start them sooner, you know, we just have to go through identifying where the funding is going to come from. But certainly during years going quick, budget's not that far away. So when we do the budget, you know, you committee work with Vince and us and determine, you know, which one you want to hit, especially the first year. And we can start budgeting for it.
I would say the Cohocton shop and the Canacadilla shower house
So Cohocton will very likely be outside of your budget process because
that's going to be done this year, right?
Yep. So, you know, what's your priority essentially for next year? Mm-hmm.
And the Cohocton shop, refresh my memory. Are we using this same steel structure that was there?
And engineers said it was okay.
Yeah,
it
and just refurbishing it, putting new doors, wire doors. And
what they got the main structure.
Yep.
And then they got add-on steel for the doors that were there now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can shrink that up and make the doors wider so they can get into the big trucks with the blade plows on them.
Okay. Yep.
Without changing any structure. It's just, it's non-structural steel.
Right. Okay.
Bob, one of the reasons I wanted to wait a little bit and talk with Jack is that when they send this money, extra money for CHIPS, state funding,
mm-hmm.
it is eligible to be used for buildings.
Yep.
So it was a bigger picture here. I can't do it by myself. I got to do it with Jack about where we're putting this money and his schedule. But I think, you know, Cohocton is actually top of the list. And Bird's Eye Hollow, Kanakadea's toilet facility is pretty sad.
Shower facilities.
Yeah, it's a shower facility, but we do want
to use it as a toilet.
You're right.
I'm
going to
put a toilet in it.
TMI.
That was mentioned.
Yes, it was.
Some of our patrons.
This is my shower facility.
All right. Well, then we'll proceed with the
Jeff has a question.
Jeff, okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Bob, my question is if anybody looked into, I know over the five-year plan and the budget process, with the cost of building materials going up as much as they have, would it be something that we would be smarter to look at doing all of these projects in the near future and having a five-year budgeted payment just to see what the cost is of the construction? Because I know in the town of Campbell, we've been saving $50,000 a year towards a new highway shop, but it seems like the cost of building the shop is going up about $30,000
a year. Well, a lot of it's already hit, Jeff. I was talking to a lumber yard the other day. They said they could get a tractor trailer load of 2x4s, and it was $8,000. And today, that same tractor trailer load of 2x4s, the same number, is $40,000. So we're probably behind the eight ball on that one already.
Yeah, and Jeff, as far as the 5-year time frame, that was my suggestion. There were some people that wanted to do it quickly, within a year, we should do all this. There are other people that are saying we should look at this over a 10-year window. So I just took the middle point. I think your question has merit, though. Are you better off building and, you know, avoiding additional price increases? But I might also say that there are some people that think the cost will come down eventually when the market fills back up, the supply chains fill up. Who knows?
You just don't know. But some of it's already hit.
So my feeling is that we shouldn't be using CHIPS money to build any building. There's other funding that's coming through, and we should take a look at that. And I agree we should do this as soon as possible. If we have the funding to do it, then it should be done. So
if we have the resources to do it and we can afford it, I'm not opposed to that. It doesn't have to be held to a 5-year program, but I guess the Caton shop, what it took 7 years to get the funds for it, Vince?
Yep.
So our past history hasn't always been pretty, you know, as far as funding. We've tried to stay within.
It wasn't all just a funding issue at Caton shop. It was also getting the correct design to where the cost was acceptable.
With the whole project.
Yes. Yep.
Maybe we could rough cut the lumber off of the Prattsburg landfill. Save some money. Get things done.
Okay.
Instead of buying two rolls, we'll buy a sawmill.
What'd you say, Jeff?
I just said I wanted to make a motion to go with Aaron's idea.
Yeah.
I won't ask for a second on that.
A lot of rednecks in that area.
So Bob is our, Jack and I get together and figure out. Yep.
Come back to
with a plan for us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have anything else? If not, we're looking for an adjournment.
Motion, Nolan.
Second, Potter.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Yeah.